Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide.
Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a creative, a feminist, and a pastor. In this week's episode, we hear a Jesus story of how owning many things gets in the way of love, a Holy Shenanigans of how pockets are a blessing, and a lesson from the Teresas to do small things with great love. In this week's Jesus story from Mark 10, we find a young, well-to-do fellow seeking to know how to inherit eternal life. He's followed the letter of the law and needs to know if all this effort will lead to a heavenly reward. Jesus is impressed with this fellow's knowledge of Scripture and his dedication and tells him he's only lacking one thing. Sell off all of your possessions. Give your money to the poor. Your treasure is in heaven. Come and follow me. The man, instead of being joyous that Jesus is calling him to be his disciple, is grieved because he has many possessions, and he leaves Jesus to return home. After the fellow departs, Jesus says how it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the wealthy to enter, or in this case, accept their calling to live into the kingdom of God. The students of Jesus are amazed. How can this intelligent person with many resources, some might say many blessings, have difficulty in accepting the calling to follow Jesus? These disciples in their previous lives of everyday occupations like being fishermen, the all they left behind was not the same as his. The attachments of this wealthy fellow were different than theirs. How strange that the lack of wealth of these poor fishermen could, with the help of God, be an asset, a foot up in their ability to follow so fast and without any reservation. This unexpected calling story reminds me of a quote from Mother Teresa. Not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Following God, or in less churchy words, doing small things with great love, does not require deep pockets. Perhaps having empty pockets is the best place to begin. Which brings me to a Holy Shenanigans story about pockets. Earlier this year, I took part in a 100-day dress challenge and wore the same wool dress for 100 days in a row. To clear away the immediate questions, yes, I did wash this dress. Yes, I did actually wear it for 100 days straight. And yes, it has pockets. I took up this challenge in the church season of Lent, a time set aside for prayer and service to others in preparation for Holy Week and Easter. The dress for me was a way to simplify life in a season where I was continuing to learn and relearn hybrid ways to serve as a pastor in a pandemic. I was searching for a rule of life, a little way that made it possible to be more healthy and to be a more centered human. In addition to spending much less time washing clothes, the freedom from the question of what do I wear today, and built-in pockets that actually hold my phone, keys, and necessities, was the gift of unexpected friendships with other people doing the same dress challenge. Each day, we would post our daily dress photo on the group page, and beyond talking about slow fashion and wool dresses, we would talk about our lives in small but very real ways. In a recent phone conversation with one of my wool-wearing, woolly friends, we talked a lot about what this dress meant to us and what our connection and friendship has brought us. They said, "There's a lot of discouragement these days in being called a sheep. The political connotations of this alone make us all want to be shepherds. We forget the gift of being in a herd, being part of something small, but bigger than ourselves. Having other sheep know who we are, and us knowing them. In this woolly group wearing a dress for 100 days, we're reminded what it's like to be a sheep, in the best sense of being a sheep. Sheep are small and not known for being very clever, but being a sheep within a flock is like having a pocket in a wool dress. There is room for what is needed and a community of fellow woolies that hold big love for one another. Small thing, a wool dress with pockets. Big love, the 100-day dress-wearing woolies that well after 100 days, I call friend." This calling of small things done in great love is the opportunity that the Spirit keeps reminding me of. For Mother Teresa, her vocation and care for those in poverty could have easily been overwhelming. But when I hear her rule of life, small things with great love, the call to love God, neighbor, and self seems somehow more livable, sustainable, and realistic. Not easy, but somehow within small grasp. And so Mother Teresa's calling to small but big love sends me on to find another Teresa, Teresa of Lisieux, or the Little Flower of Jesus. She was born on January 2nd, 1873, and passed away on September 30th, 1897, at the age of 24, by complications of tuberculosis. She was a French Catholic Carmelite nun who is widely venerated in modern times and is known in English as the Little Flower. Therese was young and small in stature, and she wrote about a spiritual concept that she called the Little Way. She writes, "I will seek out a means of getting to heaven by a little way, very short and very straight little way that is wholly new. We live in an age of inventions. Nowadays, the rich need not to trouble to climb the stairs. They have lifts instead. I mean to try to find a lift by which I may be raised unto God, for I am too tiny to climb the steep stairway of perfection." Therese believed that it was not necessary to accomplish heroic acts or great deeds. She writes again, "Love proves itself by deeds. So how am I to show my love? Great deeds are forbidden me. The only way I can prove my love is by scattering flowers. These flowers are every little sacrifice, every glance and word, and the doing of the least actions for love." For Therese, the little way was the foundation of her spirituality, her rule of life. The little way was her path to follow God. For Mother Teresa, also a Carmelite nun, small things done with great love was her focus, and one that she taught many others. For this week's Holy Shenanigans question, I want to honor empty pockets, small things, and great love called to us by the Teresas. What is the little way of love, the action that love is calling you to take? How can what seems like an empty pocket become a space for sharing big love? This week's poem is actually a novena written in honor of little Therese. O little Therese of the child Jesus, please pick for me a rose from the heavenly gardens and send it to me as a message of love. O little flower of Jesus, ask God to grant the favors I now place with confidence in your hands. Saint Therese, help me to always believe as you did in God's great love for me, so that I might imitate your little way each day. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for Holy Shenanigans Podcast, that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable spiritual adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. For more information on the 100-Day Wool Dress Challenge, go to wooland.com. Until next time, may our dresses and pants always have pockets. May our pockets be a space to carry a little way. May our lives be ruled not by things, but in little things done with great love.
Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice and art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.